You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
What'd you think of that Olivia Rodrigo song?
It's my favorite.
Right on, buddy.
It's a quick one.
Good answer.
Real quick.
Good answer. That was the edited version I played.
Yeah.
Special single edit.
The abridged.
What are you doing this weekend, T-Bone?
Oh, just catching up on sleep.
Can that even really be done? Science says you can't do that.
And don't be talking about sleep to two guys that get up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Sure. I won't.
Thank you.
I posted some science story a couple of months ago that said scientists say you cannot actually catch up on
sleep.
I've
tried and you can't.
It doesn't work that way.
No. So, Tony, you're a liar.
Yeah, you're not going to catch up on anything.
No, that's right. The kids will get me up.
That's right. See? They'll get you up, buddy.
How many kids are we talking?
Two.
Okay.
Good.
Ages?
Almost three and four.
Oh, yeah. You'll be
Holy
busy, man.
Crap.
Back-to-back babies
Sleep.
For Tony.
You're not sleeping. What are you talking about?
Why'd you have your kids so close together?
Accident.
It worked.
Let me
it
ask
worked.
You. Let me ask
your
you.
Your wife is all over.
I got a feeling that either number one or number two was an accident. Which one was it?
Neither.
You planned it that way?
Come on.
The second one came a little bit earlier than we expected.
That's
but,
the accident, number two.
Sure.
Yeah.
You wanted a second one, but you were like,
You think what I'm saying is that you don't care for one of them. I'm not saying that, but you know, there are happy accidents, you know? So there was a happy
They're made
accident.
Out of love, Tony. Sweet, sweet love, buddy.
Yeah. Where did you meet your wife or spouse or partner or whatever?
We met in high school.
Oh, nice.
Now, have you stayed together since high school, or was there a break in between?
We've stayed together ever since high school.
Which is how many years now?
Oh, boy, that's 21.
Wow, buddy. Good for you guys.
20? Yeah.
So you haven't, neither one of you have sampled what else is out there?
Dom, why do you always do this to people?
Well, I'm confused.
Tony, he always does this. People are in love for 21 years. He's like, why aren't you out banging other people?
My God, Jeremy. I did not say that. And what's your language?
In a roundabout way, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that at all. It doesn't even have to involve that kind of activity.
Come on.
I don't know.
Well, when you know, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. I'm celebrating your love to your wife and your two beautiful children.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy like for you, too.
The heavy breather across from me here.
You know, do you have any idea how many listeners are listening to what I'm saying and nodding, saying, Dom is right.
Good for them. Yeah. And there's many, many more that are saying, wow, 21 years of pure love and bliss.
Well,
that's
yeah.
So happy.
What percentage?
We need more of that on this planet.
And what percentage of those couples have somebody who the other...
A little something on the side?
The partner's got something going on the side.
Tony, you got something on the side?
No.
Good.
That means it's his wife who's got something on the side.
Sure. You ready to play the game, buddy?
You glad you called?
I'd love to.
Like, I'm never calling this show again.
You started it by making it weird.
Well... Life is weird.
Not for Tony and his lovely bride of 21 years together. Give him a good one. I want him to win since you made him feel uncomfortable.
Well, that's not fair to all the other. Look at the every line is full. That's not fair to
you
them.
Made him uncomfortable.
I've got to go with the next one that's coming up on the list.
Let's do it.
Okay, the letter, this is what's coming up on the list. The letter is M as in mouse, as Mickey Mouse. M. 10 seconds. Mr. Tony, you got to give us five companies or brands. Companies or brands that begin with the letter M. Ready and go.
Microsoft, Moose Drool, 3M. Mickey Mouse.
Well,
Mac and cheese.
Forgot McDonald's, dude. That's like a big one.
Yeah, McDonald's.
You got little kids. You probably go to McDonald's for
Yeah, often. Game's over now. You didn't get it, man.
Not that often, actually. Yeah.
Well, we'll give them another couple years. And I don't know that I would accept 3M.
Did you say Moose Drool?
Yeah, Moose Drool from Montana.
Never heard of it.
Is it a?
Is that like a?
Is it a booze?
Is it a syrup?
It's a beer.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Missoula, Montana.
It sounds like an alcohol.
I gotta try that.
Well, listen, you didn't win, but I will tell you that we enjoyed the hell out of talking with you.
You're a good man.
So.
Well, thank you. Have a great day. Have a
thanks.
Good weekend.
Thank you.
You too, buddy. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Great day. Bye.
Love to your wife. Is that a bigger segment for us?
Could be.
I'll make a note from when we get back from vacation. We might
being
talk
with
about
your high school sweetheart.
Yeah, people who met in high school and never went out with anybody else, and they're now like 40 years old.
They're done, and they're happy.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Can we dissect it?
How long?
3 years.
How old are you now?
34.
Okay, so this is not a high school sweetheart
at all. No. You married?
No. No.
Why?
No, we're just
living together
in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah.
You think it's gonna happen?
Holidays
are coming.
I've already been married and divorced, so I don't.
You're in no rush, then.
No.
Good for you.
Yeah. Let's go at your pace. Whatever you want. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean that. What are you doing this weekend?
Trying to still recover from having bronchitis and a sinus infection.
Double whammy. Wicked.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I once wrote and recorded a song for our show, and it was called On the Backside of Bronchitis.
Oh, wow.
Because we had a caller who called in and said, I said, what's going on? And she said, I'm on the backside of bronchitis. And so I wrote a song about it, and I wish I still had a copy of it.
Oh, man. Probably on cassette.
It's probably so. Jessica, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds. We need 5 television shows. These can be current or they can be from the past. It doesn't matter. Past or present TV shows that are set in hospitals. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
There's Chicago Med. There's General Hospital.
Good.
Scrubs.
Good.
Time is up.
I was waiting for ER.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, ER.
Couple biggies.
Mm.
Doogie Howser.
Doogie.
You want to get in the Wayback Machine?
Dang. Well, way back would way be like back. Marcus Welby or something. Mm. Google them, kids. Jessica, we enjoyed talking to you. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. What are you doing, Julie?
Waiting for you guys.
Yeah, getting a little impatient, huh?
Huh. What were you doing while you were waiting?
Actually, I was listening to you guys really drill the first guy.
And it's your turn now.
You were doing what?
You're next in line.
I was with Jeremy on all the stuff you were dealing with him. I mean, come on.
Isn't it horrible how Dom does that to people who have been together for so long and they're happy, and he's like, how come you weren't out doing other things with other people?
Yeah, I think it's important.
I think it's extremely disrespectful on Dom's part.
Hmm.
We'll just agree to disagree.
Oh, I don't like doing that. I'd rather fight about it.
Yeah, I'm a pacifist.
I like confrontation, so
he's arguing with everybody here all day. That's all he does.
Oh, come on, it's fun. Julie, what are you with your high school sweetheart?
No, actually.
Okay, see, so you're on my side.
Well,
maybe she didn't
not
have one.
Okay, no, not really. I was one of those kids that decided that I wanted to go to college, and I didn't take the time to really go out with anyone.
You're focusing on your education and your career.
Where'd you go to school? What college?
A lot of places. University of Michigan.
Go Blue! Go Blue!
I bleed maize and blue.
Same here. Wow. I've been a Wolverine fan since I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah. Bo Schembechler, the best.
Well, okay. I thought the Lloyd Carr years were horrible, but that's a discussion for you and me off the air sometime. Let's just stop at Michigan. You're already my friend, even though we agreed to disagree.
Well, why don't you tell her how people shouldn't go to college?
I do think that most people should not go to college, but that's another discussion also.
I also agree with that, I think.
Hey, there's where you guys can meet up.
See that?
There you are. You're friends again.
I think there's those that should and those that shouldn't.
Thank you very much. Automatically shove every 100% of kids into college is the dumbest thing that's happened to our country in a long time. And I even see nonprofits like, our goal is for 100% of children to go to college. And I'm like, what a stupid thing to do. Oh, my God.
I'm with Mike Rowe. There are a lot of people out there that we
seriously
need those people to be the
plumbers.
Go to a trade school and make six figures.
That's
man.
What Mike Rowe supports a bunch of trade schools, doesn't he?
Good.
Anyway, but this got serious.
If you see somebody who is encouraging people, for 100% of kids to go to college, you shove them down. That's
wow! Now they're shoving involved.
Yes, that's right. Unless they go to Michigan, then it's okay.
Right?
Hey, what do you do now, Julie? Did all that schooling pay off?
Well, I have an engineering degree and an accounting degree. And
she's loaded.
Smell you.
I bet you drive a nice car. What are you driving?
My husband's a Toyota mechanic, so...
Which Toyota do you have?
You got a 4Runner?
Highlander?
No, Sequoia? I've got an Avalon, a Corolla, a Tundra, an MR2.
You have how many cars in your household?
Four cars?
Again, you heard the first part. I'm married to a mechanic.
I know, but there's only two of you. There's only two of you. How many cars do you need to be paying insurance on? Well, she's an engineer and an accountant.
Come on.
She's loaded. And she went to University of Michigan, which is not cheap. So, all right. So, how do you feel about our conversation compared to the first guy?
I'm all good with it. So, I could talk Michigan all day long. I could talk college all day long. Yeah.
Right on.
Well, just wait. Dom will bring up, like, in a few minutes, are you sure you wouldn't want to fool around with a Ford mechanic?
Not Ford. Not Ford.
No, no way.
Oh, see, now we can't be friends, Julie.
You know, when you're married to a mechanic that looks at these all day long,
yeah, he knows,
tell you all day long. Mm-hmm. Now, older Fords are okay. Newer Fords.
All right, careful now.
Here we go.
Careful. We have Ford who advertises with us, Julie.
And I drive America's pickup, so.
And Jeremy drives an F-150, so.
And I'm just stating an opinion. So.
That's right.
We better play the game.
The opinions of Dom, Jeremy, and Julie do not necessarily represent those of staff management of Slapshot Broadcasting. Let's play Rattle Off. We're running way behind here.
Yeah, we are.
Jeremy announced today is National Toilet Day. Am I saying that right?
National
Toilet Day.
Celebrate the toilet.
So in 10 seconds, Ms. Julie, we need five. And listen, I don't want you to overthink this.
All right.
This can be very simple, and you can use your wild imagination. 10 seconds. We need five things that would clog a toilet. Five things that could clog a toilet.
Go crazy.
Have fun with it. Ready and go.
Poop, toilet paper, kids' toys, makeup, tools, hairbrush.
Hairbrush, sure. Why not?
Sure. She actually went with stuff that goes
in there. We were thinking of things like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
You know, a Ford F-150.
You told me not to overthink.
You went with the two basics.
Yeah.
The toilet paper and the poo.
And by the way, poo and F-150, that's the same thing.
Dumb.
Your words, not mine.
I gotta say, I think you're a winner.
Yeah,
you got it. She's
it.
A winner!
Hey,
Julie, you're awesome.
How long have you listened to this silly show?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years?
Right. Great. Thank you.
Right, we do appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
All right, go live your life now.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna put you on hold, and Josh is gonna have a few words with you about your prize, okay?
Thank you much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
That was fun. That made me happy.
You know, the calls have been so good this week. I feel bad for the people on hold didn't get to play. We ought to stay on the air until noon and just keep taking calls.
Yeah. I'm busy, though.